Welcome to today's Savvy Woman Show. I'm certified financial planner, Catherine Magana of Savvy Woman Wealth Management, and I'm here with my partner, Steve Wolf, where our purpose is to entertain, enlighten, educate, and energize women into being knowledgeable investors. And guys, we know a lot of you are listening too, and we absolutely love it.
Well, Catherine, today's show is going to be great. With Christmas just a few days away, we thought, you know, it might be appropriate for Catherine to give you a few holiday spending tips. And later in the show, we're going to be talking to Carlsbad residents Kim and Michelle Blaylock, creators of a popular and growing brand of vodka called Venom Vodka. And also later in the show, in the spirit of Christmas, we'll be talking to Catherine Shaw from Fresh Start Surgical Gifts, which is a wonderful nonprofit organization staffed by nurses and doctors and medical professionals. So we've got a lot going on today.
Okay, so let's get started with avoiding overspending during the holidays. I came across an article from Family Circle, and I wanted to share with you a few mistakes to avoid this holiday season. The first one is waiting until the last minute. Obviously, procrastinating and panicking and waiting to the last minute to shop, that leads you to spending more and perhaps making unwise decisions on some gifts that you want to spend and spending more than you had planned.
But my Christmas would never be the Christmas if I didn't wait until the last minute.
Well, it's interesting. My sister-in-law has everything wrapped and she gives everything out by Thanksgiving. And I just commend her on that because that's a lot of planning in advance. Mistake number two, paying with plastic. Unfortunately, a lot of people spend more than they have, and they do that when they use credit cards. If you use it, your debit card, if you spend with cash, that keeps you a little bit more in line and understanding what you're actually spending instead of using debt. And that's obviously something, from a long-term perspective, is something you should look at.
So does that count when I use my Apple Pay? Because it's not really plastic.
Although if you do use your credit card, I know some people use it and they pay it off every month. I'm okay with that as long as you're paying it off. Number three, not searching for coupon codes. So there's a lot of great deals out there now with, I know there was Cyber Monday, and then we get flooded with emails with a lot of different promotions. Just one thing to remember is once you do log into the sites, don't forget those promotional codes that are out there because that will help you save even more.
And be careful a little bit too because there's a lot of spam going on out there and there's a lot of hucksters that are going to try to get your money by putting things online that look like the real sites and they're not. So be really careful about it.
Okay, so the next one is creating a list or a budget. That's actually something that I put in place every year. I have a big family, so I just want to make sure I have an idea before I go spend what I'm spending for the year. On top of that, I have my husband's birthday, which is today. Happy birthday, Jocelyn. And I have to factor that in as well because it's obviously a whole month of spending. And having a budget in place and planning for the year is important so you don't overspend.
Well, you know, for this year, I gave my wife an unlimited budget, and she exceeded it.
Mistake number five, spending the same on each child. So that's something you can look at. Obviously, you don't have to spend the same amount of money on each child that you have. Unfortunately, sometimes we feel as if we need to spend the exact same amount on each child. Obviously, if you explain to your kids that they receive things that they need. But this is definitely one of those hard things. I have twins, and that's something I struggle with, is obviously wanting to spend the exact same amount of money on each child. So it's not something you have to do. So just be aware of that. Mistake number six, purchasing individual items. So you can go ahead and buy sets of things and divide those up. That's a great way to save. You can pick up a set of candles and perhaps split that amongst your kids' teachers. You can use mugs along with packaged teas and cocoa. And so there's great ways to be creative. So you don't have to always buy individual items. You can find ways of saving and saving time and money by doing sets. Mistake number seven, buying all of your presents. So there's times when perhaps you want to make homemade gifts. So sometimes people bake. You can give granola, a tin of cookies, spiced pumpkin bread. I know myself, I'm not a good baker or cook, but that would be something, a project that if I went and did, I'm sure the people that received it would appreciate it. But that's a great way to save and not spend as much money.
And if anyone would like to send any of those baked goods here, we would love to have them.
Yes, we enjoy sweets in our office. Okay, mistake number 8, overlooking entertaining cost. Now, with the holiday season, holiday parties, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, obviously, it's nice to spend time with your family, but that's something you also have to factor in, is what are you spending on the entertaining of those different special occasions together? And you obviously want to make sure you're factoring that in as well. So those are a couple of mistakes through the holidays. Some things to think about for next year is to start saving in January. Maybe that's a great opportunity to look at your budget for the next year and allocate money on a monthly basis, or have an idea what you want to spend the following year. You can also keep track of gifts and ideas. So that's something you can start planning more in advance. And then also lastly, resist shopping the post-holiday sales. I think a lot of us think after the holidays we can get a lot of good deals, but in actuality you end up spending a little bit more. So those are just kind of some things to think about for the holidays.
Right, but if it's something you really need, there are some good deals out there, especially after Christmas.
True, absolutely.
So the other thing to avoid also is what I did and had 4 Christmas parties back to back to back to back. It's not a good thing.
Another just side note is something that you can think about as you're shopping this holiday season is maybe putting meaning into your gift. And a great way to do that would be to donate to a charity or something in the loved one's name that you know that they would appreciate. So that probably ties in a little bit later with our talk with Catherine, but we definitely think that's another opportunity for you to gift. It doesn't necessarily always have to be an actual item. It could be another way of giving. I'd like to share with you, so we have coming up in January is going to be our next series, A Savvy Woman Invest on Purpose. Our next workshop is going to be on Tuesday, January 27th at noon. We will have lunch will be served, and these are fun events where we have the woman that come through. We talk about our natural strengths, how to apply those strengths to managing money, and we also provide tips on how to find the right relationship with your financial advisor. So you can join us by calling 760-692-5700. Once again, that's on Tuesday, January 27th.
So before we take a quick break, I want to remind you again of our Savvy Women Show hotline number, 760-692-5700. And if you need some help with your investments, or maybe you want a second opinion on your current portfolio, call us at 760-692-5700. You know, as a matter of fact, we've been talking about this, but Catherine has agreed to offer a financial plan for one-half price for the first 10 people, man or woman, who call our Savvy Women hotline number between now and December 23rd and says, I want Catherine's Savvy Up financial plan. Now, we've had 5 people take us up on the offer so far, and they're going to be saving at least $750, probably a little bit more. And it would be a great Christmas gift to give yourself. But hurry, as we only have about 5 plans left to give out with this offer that will save you a lot of money and help you get on and hopefully stay on a path to successful financial planning. So talk about a gift that keeps on giving. It's something that can truly change your life. So call us at 760-692-5700 and say, I want Catherine's Savvy Up financial plan.
Stay tuned to the Savvy Woman Show, because when we get back from the commercial break, we'll be interviewing Kim and Michelle Blaylock of Venom Vodka. Stay tuned and savvy up.
Hi there. My name is Laura McGee. I'm a mediator and a divorce coach. One of the aspects of my work is helping women rebuild their lives after divorce. So listen up, ladies. Some of you are really good at investing and handling financial matters. Others, well, maybe not so good. It doesn't really matter. Savvy Women Wealth Management wants you. Do you want to have fun while learning? Do you want to be in control of your finances, more educated, empowered, and confident? Then you need to be part of the Savvy Women Club. Never heard of the Savvy Women Club? Well, that's okay. That's why I'm here. I'm letting you in on a little secret. We're not the same as the guys. How we feel about money and investing, who we want to work with, sets us apart. The club takes place in a really cool, non-threatening, fun atmosphere. So I want you to check out their upcoming events at savvyup.com or call 760-692-5700 and ask about becoming a Savvy Women Club member. That's savvyup.com or 760-692-5700. So go ahead, ladies. Take charge of your life and savvy up.
You're a successful woman. You have a great job. Perhaps you're married. You're probably putting money into a retirement plan like a 401k or IRA. You have an investment account that you have on autopilot. Your monthly statements pile up in the corner and get put into a computer file never to be seen again, except maybe around tax time. If this describes you, then it's time to take a second look at what's going on with your investments. Bring that pile of stuff that includes your investment statements, your retirement plan info, your tax returns, and the rest of your financial information, and let us at Savvy Women Wealth Management take a second look at it. With a certified financial planner and many years of experience under our belts, we can take an objective look at how you're situated as far as your financial goals are concerned. We know that all of us spend hours and hours planning our vacations. Let's take as much time to plan our future wealth. Look us up at SavvyUp.com. That's SavvyUp.com. Or give us a call at 760-692-5700 and set up a 30-minute consultation. Savvy Up!
Welcome back to the Savvy Women Show with me, Steve Wolf, and certified financial planner Catherine Magana of Savvy Women Wealth Management. Well, we want to welcome Kim and Michelle Blalock to our program today. They're local Carlsbad residents who started a vodka company called Venom Vodka. So first, welcome to the show. And second, Kim, we know you were a firefighter in Carlsbad. So how'd you go from putting out fires to starting a liquor business?
Well, I was retired after 30 years of the fire service, and it was just one day, a little over 6 years ago, we're at the Colorado River. It was my wife and myself and my business partner, who is a current fireman up in Seattle. We just started talking about a business, and we went from a energy drink to a tequila to a vodka in about 45 minutes. And then about five minutes.
Were you drunk after that?
No. We're having breakfast, a cup of coffee, some eggs, overlooking the Colorado River. And after we decided we wanted to go the vodka route, we decided, well, what type of name we're going to give it. And we're at the desert where there's scorpions, snakes, and tarantulas. They're all venomous. And my business partner, Mark, he goes, well, what about the name Venom? Well, as soon as he said that, I said, Mark, I like that name. We can have a lot of fun with that name. We can make a lot of mixed drinks and have fun with that name, like the Antidote or the Bite or the Strike. And so about a month after that, we're back east, called Ryan and Woods Distillery to learn how to make it.
So how long have you been in operation?
We launched 3 years ago this month, so December 2011.
So Michelle, tell us a little bit about your background and perhaps some of the things you do with the company.
Currently I'm doing all the social media and any type of point of sale materials, brochures, correspondences to our customers, and table tents for bar promotions, hiring girls for promotions, all the behind the scenes, anything but the sales. Kim is in charge of all the sales, and I do all the behind the scenes.
So tell us about the design of the bottle. I mean, obviously, that's very creative. And how did you guys come up with that?
That was one of the hardest things for us to all decide on was, you know, what we want the logo of our business to be. And we went round and round about it. And finally, I came up with the idea of a Medusa for the bottle. So the front of the bottle has a beautiful Medusa on it, and she's holding a diamond above her head. And the reason for that is the vodka is distilled 5 times and filtered 6 times. And in the last filtration, it runs through actual genuine diamonds. So that's why she's holding the diamond above her head.
Is that unusual to be filtered that many times?
Not unusual, but the more times it's distilled and filtered, the better the product is. So it's considered a top shelf vodka.
So now neither one of you really has background in this business, am I correct?
That's correct.
So how did you learn how to do it? I mean, how did you learn about how to make the vodka?
Well, when I went back east to Ryan and Wood Distillery, it's like a 1 week workshop, and they teach you how to make it out of a corn, out of a wheat, out of a rye base, also a potato and a fruit. So you get a little certificate when you get out. You're not an expert, but you got a pretty good understanding. And so the whole intent was for us to have our own still and do it ourselves. Well, because it was so costly to do that, we decided to reach out to a couple of distillers throughout the whole country.
You didn't grow up in Tennessee or anything, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No. So we met a very good distiller in Bend, Oregon, and we sat down with him, and we shot the questions that we learned in our workshop to him. And he educated us even more. And we figured, well, he really knows the whole behind-the-scenes side of distilling with the yeast and the enzyme. So we decided to hire him to distill our product out of Bend, Oregon.
And who is the taste tester?
I think all of us.
Yes, yeah. We all tasted, you know, many different types.
We weren't invited to that party. I'm very upset with you guys.
You'll be invited to the next one.
Thank you.
So are there is there a specific signature drink, or does it just really depend on the venue, or is there anything that you've heard about that?
You know, gosh, there's so many. I mean, you know, first of all, I want to say that, you know, it is a top shelf vodka, so it is great just, you know, on the rocks, straight up martini. But it is also wonderful, you know, mixed. And so I know a lot of the, you know, popular drinks right now are the mules.
The Moscow mules.
Right, yes. With the ginger beer and the vodka.
I had a restaurant at one time, and that was a popular drink. The only problem was the copper mugs kept getting stolen.
Oh, yes. Right. That is a problem. Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, and then, of course, the pomegranate's great, especially this time of year with the holidays coming up. It's festive and delicious. Yeah.
The lemon drop is another popular one, or cranberry martini is also another nice one people like ordering.
So tell me, Kim, what's harder, fighting fires or selling vodka?
I think selling vodka is harder. I know how to fight fires for 30 years. I'm still learning this business.
Right. Well, were you a captain or something?
I retired out as a battalion chief.
As a battalion chief in Carlsbad?
Yes.
Okay. And you've lived here most of your life?
Yeah, I lived here since 1976.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you pretty much grew up here?
Yeah.
How old were you then, about three?
Well, when I moved out here, I was 12 to California.
Okay. Yeah.
So obviously, you do support the firefighters. Do you want to share with us a little bit about how you do that?
Yes. Actually, on our bottle, we support firefighter charities. So a certain portion of the earnings go back to firefighter charities. But almost every charity that applies for a donation, they at least get a gift basket from us. So they can just go online on our website, and they fill out the form, and we'll probably ask a few questions. As long as it's a 501c3 or 501c6, they'll get a nice gift basket. If we can attend, we'll give servings, tastings at that event as well.
So if you just tuned in, I'm Steve Wolf, and I'm with certified financial planner Catherine Magana, and our guests today are Kim and Michelle Blaylock from Venom Vodka.
So where can somebody find this product, or can they try your vodka? What would you suggest a good way for our listeners to do that?
Well, let me ask you this. Can we name the grocery stores, or just say any?
You can say whatever you want, as long as it's not on the, you know, bad word list.
Oh, no. So any grocery store in Carlsbad, I'll just say that. Any grocery store in Carlsbad, any liquor store in Carlsbad, we go from Beverly Hills all the way down to Coronado, but pockets of different locations between bars, restaurants, and stores. If they don't have it, please request it, and they'll probably get a hold of us, and I'll be there.
And then it's not just California. You have some other areas,
We have too. A location. We have locations up in Washington. We have a distributor up there. And recently, we just launched for Las Vegas. We got a distributor to take us on to Las Vegas, so we're pretty excited about that.
And so what is your goal here? Is it to be a regional player, or do you want to go nationwide, or what?
I would love to go nationwide, but we're looking for a distributor right now to take us on. I do everything myself here in California. So if I found a distributor to take me on in California, that would be great.
So when you say you do everything yourself, what does that mean?
That means when order comes in from the distiller, I put it inside the warehouse, I take it out of the warehouse, I make the deliveries. Michelle and I work on the books together. We do the promotions, the advertising, the marketing. So we do it all.
So that brings me to my next question. You know, in the past, we've had couples who have been on the show, and I always ask the same question. And either one of you or both of you can take it, but how is it working with your spouse?
You want to take that, babe?
Okay. you know, it there are challenges, I'll be honest, but we work good together.
Yeah, what are the challenges?
Just differences of opinion, and
who usually wins on that?
We compromise.
Oh, yeah, she's very politically correct.
But there are definitely challenges, but we've worked through them very well. And in the beginning, I did all the books, And we worked real closely together with that and decided that, you know, it was easier to have an individual come in and help us with that side of it.
You agree, Kim?
Yes, yeah. We got a bookkeeper, and things went really good with having a bookkeeper take care of our books.
Does it help that I'll call you the outside person, and Michelle, you're more the inside person?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're taking care of whatever comes in. Do you do the orders and that, or no?
Well, they all filter through the office. So yeah, there's different aspects of the ordering that, you know, come through me. But sometimes the orders will come through me, and then I have to, you know, inform Kim where they need to go.
Okay. So I have to go back to something. In the very beginning, you said that you and your partner, who lives where, in Washington?
He lives up in Seattle, yes.
In Seattle. I mean, why did this idea even start happening? Why were you talking about this?
It was a complete fluke. Having breakfast, we went from an energy drink. We said, God, we should do an energy drink. And we did a little Google search that time. That was like 6 years ago. There's 258 energy drinks on the market. And we talked about it for 15 minutes, and we decided, well, maybe not an energy drink. Let's try a tequila. And then we said, well, one of us needs to go down to Mexico to make sure everything happens. And I felt better working within the United States. And so we decided, well, let's maybe go with a vodka. So we decided on a vodka, and that's how it happened.
So you were thinking about starting some business?
No.
Oh, you weren't?
No. It was all the name.
It was just a fluke, kind of how the Broncos beat the Chargers yesterday.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was a fluke. Yeah.
So, Michelle, you mentioned obviously outsourcing some of that bookkeeping work. I mean, you know, obviously for ourselves, Steve and I, we do financial plans and investment management. And, you know, a lot of our clients come to us because of the professionalism that we provide and needing that advice. So I think it's, as a small business owner, I think it's important to also see where can you find ways to bring in people to help you when it's needed. And obviously, you know, you're running the marketing and more social media and promotional and trying to do a lot of different things. It appears to me that both of you guys decided that it was important to bring in some help or professionals to help you.
Yes, definitely.
So can you guys share with us, I know that you have won some awards in the past. Do you want to maybe share with us a little bit about that?
Sure. Yes. Within the first year that we launched, we entered the Micro Liquor Spirits Contest, which is a contest that is designed for small craft distillery type businesses like ours that do 50,000 cases or less per year. And so you, for example, you wouldn't see any of the bigger names entering that type of contest because they do such large quantities. And so we entered, and we were so pleased that we won a gold award. And then since then, we've entered some other contests also, the San Diego Spirits Contest and Beverly Hills. And we did medal in each award or each contest that we submitted to. So we're very pleased and proud that the product speaks for itself when people get to try it.
Well, congratulations. It sounds
Thank
like
you.
In a short period of time that you've done very well, and it's continuing to grow. So. Be sure to stay with us through the break, because when we return, we'll continue our conversation with Kim and Michelle Blaylock of Carlsbad's own Venom Vodka. So stay tuned and savvy up. Remember 1999? I do. I'm Catherine Magana from Savvy Woman Wealth Management. That was the year I started in the financial advice business. Let's see if you can guess when my partner, Steve Wolf, started. I'm your Venus. I'm your fire. Your desire. Well, I'm your Venus. You're my
fire. Your desire. Seems like yesterday, Catherine. The song was Venus, sung by Bananarama in 1986. We've gotten to know a lot of people over the years. Many of them have become clients and friends. We've gotten to know a lot of couples and tons of women.
That's right. And it's our job to know as much as we can about them in order to properly construct their financial plans. In many cases, we learn many intimate details about their lives.
It's been interesting to see the dynamics, especially between couples. Oftentimes, it's the woman who takes care of the bank book, But it's the man who makes all the investment decisions. And the wife tells us that that's okay because he is going to take care of things.
In all fairness, most of the husbands did a good job. But the problem is that women generally outlive the men. Plus, there's the potential for divorce, which could leave a woman on her own. We want her to be comfortable with investing. That's why we developed our Savvy Woman Invest on Purpose workshop. It's a place where women can get comfortable with investing in a fun, friendly environment.
You can sign up at SavvyUp.com or call us at 760-692-5700. And please understand, this first workshop is not an Investment 101 seminar. So sign up at SavvyUp.com.
No more than 10 women per workshop. So sign up now at SavvyUp.com or 760-692-5700 for the next Savvy Woman Invest on Purpose event. We know you're going to love it and really have fun. That's SavvyUp.com or 760-692-5700.
And you know, a lot of husbands are thrilled their wives are getting educated about investing. So whether you're married, widowed, or divorced, this is a great place to get started. We want you to get savvy, and while you're at it, really have a good time.
Savvy up.
Welcome back to the Savvy Women Show with certified financial planner Catherine Magana and me, Steve Wolf, of Savvy Women Wealth Management. Before we get back to our conversation with the Blaylocks, I'm going to ask Michelle to read something for us. And before you do that, we just want to have a little fun with this. Since our attorneys at Savvy Women Wealth Management have advised us that we need to read a disclaimer on the air, we decided to have a little fun with it and make it into a little bit of a contest. So we're going to time you while you read the disclaimer as quickly as you can, but people still have to be able to understand you. Right now, the guest with the fastest time came in at 26 seconds. So that's your bogey. That's the time to beat.
Okay.
So Michelle, whenever you're ready, go for it.
The opinions expressed in this program are general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional.
Okay, well, it was 37 seconds, but it was well done. It's kind of like your vodka. It's well done.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, before we move on to continue our interview, we thought we'd share with you a little bit about what's going on with the markets with regards to the beverages industry, which would be tied into some of the business we're talking to today. So beverages is the sector. That sector year to date is up about 10.3%. And what's interesting, under the subsectors, there's brewers, and they're up about 26.3%. And distillers and vintners are up 23.9%. And soft drinks are up 8.28%. So it's kind of interesting that this whole sector and subsector has done so well, especially year to date. And when you look at the subsector with distillers, looking at some companies, there's Constellation Brands, which is STZ is the symbol. Year to date, that's up 29%. We have Crimson Wine Group, which is symbol CWGL, and that's up 2.9%. I'm also looking at Willamette Valley Vineyards, which is WVVI, and that's actually down 7.8%. But in all, the industry has done very well, but I was kind of surprised to see some of the wineries or vineyards not performing as well as some of the other stocks in the subsector.
Well, apparently we like the hard liquor better. I know that at our Christmas party for our office, we did our job in keeping the liquor companies going.
We did.
Yeah. But, you know, there are some big ones, like you said, Constellation Brands. Diageo is another one. It's a huge, huge company. Then you've got, Budweiser was taken over by InBev. So they are now part of that. And, of course, you also have Molson Coors. The interesting part about all those companies is that over the last 3 or 4 years, they've skyrocketed in price. So I'm not sure, maybe Michelle or Kim can tell us why they think that is.
I can't I cannot tell you, no.
I always thought that was kind of a recession-proof thing because people like to drink when they have more money and they like to drink when they're depressed.
Yeah. No, I have no comment on that. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, yeah.
And it was interesting looking at, I know obviously in San Diego now with a lot of breweries and it seems like we're in the Mecca now and there's all these breweries coming up. So I wasn't surprised when I saw the brewers up as much as they were year to date. But obviously this isn't a recommendation. This is just some for informational purposes that we thought we'd share with you today.
Yeah, it is interesting though. San Diego is definitely the king now of the brewers.
Yes, it is.
The home crafted brews. Yep. So we'll see what happens. I know Sam Adams was probably the one that started this all off. Is that right?
I'm not positive on that.
Okay. No.
All right. Well, maybe vodka will be the next new wave we can create here.
Yeah. That's right. So speaking of Venom Vodka, I was over at Tuscany Restaurant over in Carlsbad. And while I was sitting at the bar, my wife and I were eating dinner and having some drinks. I know someone wanted a vodka drink, and I don't remember what it was. And so you should be happy because the bartender was saying maybe you should try Venom Vodka.
Oh, great.
Love that. Yeah, touched by that. I love hearing comments and feedback coming back from us.
So you have a lot of local restaurants that you're distributing to.
Yeah, most of the restaurants here in Carlsbad, there's probably a handful that we're not in. But most of them carry our product, and then as we go down south, we'll have little pockets of it. We're starting to pick up some new locations in the Gaslamp and in San Diego, which is nice. So things are moving in the right direction for us.
So do you think down the line that you might look at any flavored vodkas, or are you happy with just sticking with what you have?
You know, we've talked about a flavor. You know, we would like to eventually try to do that, but we, you know, have to focus on getting this to the level where we would like it. And, you know, speaking of the flavors, you were talking about just the industry booming like it is. And I think the flavors have really come into play in that because, you know, years ago it was just you had your gin and your vodka and your, you know, whiskey and so forth. And but now they have all these companies have all the flavored vodkas and drinks now. So I think that their sales have really increased.
I always like to get bottles, too, that are somewhat unusual. I know tequila does a great job with that. They have tons of different types of bottles. So maybe, you know, this is the start with vodka.
Yes.
Is that
definitely
what you're trying to do?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And there are some amazing looking vodka bottles out there, too. Just very unusual.
So now how do you really advertise this? How do people know that it's around? I think that there's some women involved with this, so I'm interested.
Yeah, and that's my job. We do a lot of promoting. And it could be promoting at a charity event. You know, we do a lot of charity events. So at a golf tournament, for example, we'll have a booth there set up, bring a couple girls, and there'll be a tasting. Or at a bar restaurant, the restaurant will offer a special $5 Venom drinks for the night, and we bring girls with us, and the girls walk around and they talk about the product and educate people about it, and then they get to try the product. So, yeah, that's where their promoting and advertising comes into play.
Well, very good. So if people want to get a hold of you, where would they do that?
A couple ways they can visit our, probably the best way is to visit our website at www.venomvodka.com. And we're also on Facebook under Venom Ultra Premium Vodka. So you can give us a like on there or contact us through our website and be happy to give them a call back.
Is there a phone number?
Yes, it's 760-666-4976.
Okay. Well, we really appreciate having both of you on today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
And we wish you a lot of luck. And Carlsbad, maybe this will be, you know, some headquarters for another multi-billion dollar company.
That would be wonderful.
We would love that. All right. Well, thank you so much again.
You're welcome.
We'll be back after a short break. When we return, we'll be learning about a wonderful charitable organization started right here in the San Diego area that helps children all around the world. So stay tuned and savvy up.
You're a successful woman. You have a great job.
Perhaps you're married. You're probably putting money into a retirement plan like a 401k or IRA. You have an investment account that you have on autopilot. Your monthly statements pile up in the corner and get put into a computer file never to be seen again, except maybe around tax time. If this describes you, then it's time to take a second look at what's going on with your investments. Bring that pile of stuff that includes your investment statements, your retirement plan info, your tax returns, and the rest of your financial information, and let us at Savvy Women Wealth Management take a second look at it. With a certified financial planner and many years of experience under our belts, we can take an objective look at how you're situated as far as your financial goals are concerned. We know that all of us spend hours and hours planning our vacations. Let's take as much time to plan our future wealth. Look us up at SavvyUp.com. That's SavvyUp.com. Or give us a call at 760-692-5700 and set up a 30-minute consultation. Savvy Up! As Mr. Obvious might say, women and men are different. We are different all the way from the hormones we have flowing through our bodies to the way we process information. For years, the financial industry was very male-dominated and male-centric. It was run by men who educated other men in the style of the way men learn. But things have changed. Many women have now entered the financial arena, and many other women are looking to learn more about finances and investing. We at Savvy Women Wealth Management believe that the process of education should be tailored to the student. That's why we have developed two workshops, Savvy Women Invest on Purpose and Becoming a Seriously Savvy Woman. We believe these events are tailored more toward the way women learn. They are limited in size, so the atmosphere is a little more intimate, a little more inviting, and a lot more fun. If interested, check out our event schedule at SavvyUp.com or call us at 760-692-5700. That's SavvyUp.com or 760-692-5700. Savvy Up!
Welcome back to the Savvy Women Show with certified financial planner Catherine Magana and me, Steve Wolf, of Savvy Women Wealth Management. So we're going to go from talking about Christmas spirits to talking about the Christmas spirit as we welcome Catherine Shaw to the show. Catherine's the director of development with Fresh Starts Surgical Gifts. So welcome to the show, Catherine, and tell us what Fresh Starts Surgical Gifts is all about.
Sure. Thanks so much, guys, for having me on the show. So Fresh Start Surgical Gifts is a nonprofit organization based out of Carlsbad. And what we do is we provide no-cost surgery for children who are born with physical deformities caused by birth defects, accidents, abuse, or disease. We give them the gift of reconstructive surgery and related healthcare services at no cost.
So, Catherine, tell us a little bit about your background. How did you end up with Fresh Start?
Sure. So I actually graduated from Stony Brook University in New York with a major in English, and I've held positions in communications and sales, everything from travel writing to account management. But in the last few years, I've really wanted to kind of focus my career more on giving back, and that kind of led me to nonprofits and eventually development and fundraising.
So how did you hear about Fresh Start?
So I heard about Fresh Start basically just through LinkedIn, actually. I learned about it at first, and then I kind of researched more about the company, learned more about Dr. Nigro, who started it, and really became really interested in the work that they were doing. And when I learned more about it, it was definitely something I became passionate about and wanted to get involved.
So do you know the history then? You said that Dr., is it Nigro?
Yes, Nigro.
Nigro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so what happened here? How did he do that?
So he was a plastic surgeon based out of Encinitas, and what he did was he actually went out of the United States and did some work, you know, Doctors Without Borders and things like that, and noticed that the amount of care that people could get while they were outside, he couldn't follow up with a patient. So that's something that he really noticed and wanted to make a difference in. So he started opening up his personal practice, you know, on weekends, and started doing surgeries for children here in San Diego. And that kind of grew into what we have now, where we actually fly patients from across the United States and the globe so that they can get the best medical care right here in San Diego.
So you go all around the world now to help children. And first, tell me, what ages of children does this help?
So we have patients as young as a few months old, and some of them we've had for over 15 years, and they're now in their teens and 20s, they're graduating from the program.
So this is just surgical patients?
Yes, surgical patients, and we also have dental clinics as well. So then how are people eligible, or kids eligible for this, or how do they go about applying and being a part of this organization?
Sure. So the best way to kind of apply for this program would be to go through our website, which is www.freshstart.org, and they can go ahead and do the application right on there. And we actually contact every single person that applies, goes through our application process, so that we can figure out if it's a good fit. And what we have is MPC, which is several doctors come together each month and they go through the different patients and see which cases we can get to the best possible results.
So tell us a little bit more about the surgery weekends and then also the dental clinics that you have.
Sure. So basically, a surgery weekend cycle happens at Rady Children's Hospital about every 8 weeks. And what it is we have 9 to 12 major surgeries, speech therapy, laser therapy, and then throughout that cycle, we have restorative and orthodontic clinics, which are dental clinics, along with pre- and post-op visits.
So the surgical weekends are where all this takes place, is that correct?
The surgery weekend is actually the kickoff for each cycle. So it starts off on a surgery weekend Saturday, where we have the surgeries themselves. Sunday is when they do a lot of the post-op visits. And then throughout that 8 weeks, we'll have follow-up visits, new visits, and the dental clinics.
And then the dental clinics then for other patients? Or they
yeah,
usually, okay.
More patients. Okay. We also have laser therapy and speech therapy too, because when these kids have surgery, sometimes we'll give them a brand new mouth, and so we teach them how to speak.
Is there something that's, you know, more common than other things as far as what you do surgically, and if so, what are those?
Sure. Some of the most common conditions that we treat include microtia, hairy nevus, cleft lip and palate, port wine stains, and Apert syndrome.
Okay, the first two things, I heard the words, but I don't know what they mean.
So microtia is a deformity of the ear. So basically what will happen is a child is born with one ear that doesn't form fully. And so we'll go in and the surgeon will go in and take a rib and fashion it into an ear. And then they pull skin around the ear and form it so that it starts to look like an ear. And then they have follow-up surgeries to kind of make it look more and more like an ear.
And what was the second...
The second one I mentioned is called hairy nevus, and that is basically a large dark mole that grows either on someone's face or somewhere on the body. And a lot of those cases actually can turn cancerous. So what we do is we remove the nevus and then we basically expand the skin around it so that it's no longer there.
So are there volunteer opportunities if some of our listeners are wanting to help? And can you share with us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So what's really cool about Fresh Start is that the program is staffed 100% by medical volunteers. So everyone from the plastic surgeon that you see in the room to the nurses, all of them are volunteers. We have over 500 volunteers. So if someone wants to get involved and they're more medical, then we do invite you to contact Dana, D-A-Y-N-A, at freshstart.org, and go ahead and let her know that you'd like to volunteer on the medical side. We also do have other volunteer opportunities on our special events. For example, we have our celebrity golf tournament coming up in March, and we would definitely love volunteers for that as well.
Don't you have something coming up here just in a couple of days? I think I read something about a VIP holiday shopping party.
Oh, yes, that's actually at Unicorn Jewelry, and they'll be donating back a percentage of the proceeds back to Fresh Start.
Where's Unicorn Jewelry?
It is in Rancho Bernardo.
Okay.
And I guess another way to get involved is if you don't have the time commitment is financially and making those contributions. I believe that you have some things going on between now and the end of the year.
Yes, actually, we are currently in our 10 for 10 campaign, which celebrates Sherry Brasher as our CEO for the last 10 years. She's been involved for over 20 years, actually, with our organization, first as a volunteer. And what it is that Mr. Denny Sanford has generously agreed to match every gift between today and December 31st up to $10,000.
And I know the name Sanford because my son used to live in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Mm-hmm. And Sanford's a big name there. There's Sanford Hospital and Sanford everything. So mm-hmm. apparently he's very much of a philanthropist.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
So you also said that this takes place at Rady Children's Hospital.
Yes.
How did that all get arranged? Because you need time, you need space.
Mm-hmm. So our partnership with Rady Children's Hospital is the first of its kind in the nation, where a nonprofit has partnered with a hospital to provide care. And what we do is during the week, they're able to use our clinic to do craniofacial, different things. And we, in return, get to use their operating rooms on weekends to do our surgeries.
So one thing we haven't talked about is what is the cost to receive the treatments through Fresh Start Surgical Gifts?
There is no cost to receive the treatment. So everything from the treatments themselves to the follow-up to travel, we house them, we fly them here, get them visas, things like that.
So you don't actually go, I know you do about half of your surgeries with U.S. citizens and then half outside this country.
Correct.
So you don't go there, they come here?
Everyone comes here. Everyone, all of the treatment, all of the care happens right here in San Diego.
Okay, and is the charity all supported by donations, or how does that work?
Yes, so because of a large foundation gift that we received several years ago that covers, we use it to cover all of our overhead. Basically, every gift that is given to Fresh Start goes 100% to the medical program and the care for our kids.
And but you do have some permanent people who work there that do get paid, correct?
Right.
How big is that staff?
So we have a staff at the office of about 12 people, and that includes medical staff as well as accounting staff and development staff.
You know, you said that there's 500 volunteers. I mean,
yes,
that's a lot.
Absolutely.
And you say those volunteers are all doctors and nurses, or?
Well, the medical volunteers are all, you know, doctors, nurses, surgeons, and dental professionals. And then we also have some volunteers that help more with the development side and special events. So we have about 400 local medical volunteers and about 100 to 150 non-medical.
So if somebody wanted to volunteer, you don't have to be a doctor or nurse
not
or
at all.
Speech pathologist or something.
Not at all. We would welcome any help that we can get.
So Fresh Start, do you mind sharing with us maybe some of your awards and honors that you've had?
Absolutely. So we have been honored in the past with a congressional proclamation. We've also gotten the best local nonprofit in San Diego in 2011. And most recently this year, Mutual of America has honored us with their Community Partnership Award, the highest honor being the Huell Carey Award. So that actually just happened in New York.
My understanding that you're opening up a one of these in Chicago.
We actually opened it already. I believe, done two surgery weekends so far. And that's called Fresh Start Caring for Kids. That is in Chicago. We have a partnership with the ASPS up there. And so we're planning on doing about three surgery weekends a year.
And I also think it's with a children's hospital. I think it's called Comer Children's Hospital.
Comer Children's Hospital. That is correct.
Yeah, because I used to live in the Chicago area and I'm familiar with that.
Yep.
So now you'll have a place in San Diego. You have a place in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And are there plans for other places?
We are, fingers crossed, hoping to expand even further than that. We have a few things in the works, but I'm not sure if I can share that yet.
Oh, we can't pry that out of you. Come on, this is Christmas time.
Well, maybe New York, maybe.
So tell us a little bit about, obviously you mentioned, we talked about the dental clinics, the surgery weekends. Mm-hmm. Can you share a little bit more about some of the other clinics that you offer?
So basically the two clinics that go along with our surgery weekend program are the speech therapy clinics and the laser clinics. The laser clinics take place on surgery weekend Sundays, and what that does is if they have something from after their surgery that they need hair to be removed, for example, when they have the hairy nevus, if they change the skin on there, some of it might have hair on it. So then they'd go through the laser therapy to do some hair removal on that and also to lessen scarring.
So you mentioned earlier that you deal with different ages. Do you see a certain age range that's more prevalent than others, or do you think it's just a wide range that you see?
It really depends on the condition that the patient has. We do have a lot of really, really young patients. For example, we start the microtia patients when they're just a few months old.
Okay. And I would imagine that there's a lot of people on your waiting list right now,
mm-hmm.
because, again, as I understand it, mm-hmm. you'll stay with the same people for years.
Absolutely.
Okay, until hopefully there's a good outcome.
Yep.
How many people are on the waiting list?
So We treat about, I'd say about 400. We do about 400 procedures a year, and we get several hundred applications. So we do have a lot of people on the waiting list, but who, it's good.
Who determines who gets in and who doesn't?
So that is actually done through our medical program committee, which is many of our doctors come together monthly and they decide which cases they should take, which we can get the best possible results from. So along with our medical team, those are the people who get to decide which cases we take.
Right. Now, I if you go to your website, and why don't you tell them what the website is?
Sure. It's www.freshstart.org.
Yeah, and if you go to that website, you'll see pictures of some of the children who have been helped by that. And I mean, some of it is really severe.
Yes, there are some pretty complicated cases. For example, I'd mentioned something we treat is called Apert syndrome, and that's craniofacial, and they also are born with their hands and feet fused together. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the more complicated types of cases that we treat. And but these kids, we just want them to have the best quality of life they can growing up.
So are there any other events? I think you mentioned a golf tournament. Can you go through that again, or any other events for sure. next year that we should be thinking about?
So coming up, we have our Celebrity Golf Classic, which takes place at Morgan Run in Rancho Santa Fe, and that is March 8th and 9th. And you can sign up to be a sponsor, sign up to volunteer, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We have Alfonso Ribeiro, who just won Dancing with the Stars, as one of our celebrity hosts. And I just wanted to also say, you know, after Catherine mentioned the tips for Christmas giving this year, that if there's someone on your list who has everything, then we'd love it if you'd consider maybe making a gift in honor or in memory of a loved one.
I think that absolutely is something that's heartwarming, and I think that would be a very nice gift.
Yep. Right. So if somebody wanted to either donate or they wanted to volunteer, how would they go about doing that?
So they can either go on our website, and there's several different ways for them to kind of contact us through there, or they can shoot me an email. I'm Catherine, Katherine, at freshstart.org, and I can get you connected to the right person.
Okay, so you're Catherine with a K. And
with a K.
We've got
I'm Catherine with a C. Yes. I love your name.
I love your name, too.
All right. Well, we really appreciate you coming on here, and hopefully everything will turn out great. And you know, for these kids, if anyone's thinking about donating, I know there's a lot of nice charities out there. We of course, think you should donate to as many of them as you possibly can. But I have to tell you, really, when I looked at that website, it really did something to me. So I hope I hope you'll get some good donations out of it.
Thank you so, so much, and really appreciate you guys having me on the show.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
So we had an event last week. It was our Proactive Wealth event. That's something we have every quarter. And we actually looked at legacy planning this quarter. So that ties in, obviously, with the charitable giving. So that's another reason why we wanted to have you on the show. We think it's a perfect time and opportunity to really think about how you can give back. And that ties into a lot of legacy planning as well.
Right. And the Proactive Wealth, you know, we do that once every quarter. And it's something that for our clients, and sometimes we open it up to people who aren't our clients. So if you're interested in that, give us a holler. And next week will be interesting. I mean, we had so many people comment on how much they enjoyed our show on what we call financial jargonese with Vince Stefano, portfolio manager at WWM, who's the parent company of Savvy Women Wealth Management. We decided to replay it next week as Catherine and I take the Christmas week off. And that show is a lot of fun to do. So, Catherine, what's the motivational quote of the week this week?
You know, I actually have a funny holiday quote from the movie Elf, and it's Buddy the Elf said, "We elves try to stick to the four main food groups, candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup."
Well, that is a sweet way to end another interesting show. And as always, please know that our mission is to entertain, enlighten, educate, and energize. And always remember, knowledge is power. For successful investing, never stop learning, and
savvy up.